Leon Fidati, in Baby Bottle, places inside the object the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, written in 1948. This work allows us to reflect on caregivers and the importance of nurturing the rights that guarantee equality, justice, and dignity that are the foundations of a free and just society. Similarly, the work, when placed in the Argentine context, allows us to think about the appropriation of babies during the last civic military dictatorship and about the human right to identity. In the clandestine centers that functioned as clandestine maternity wards, including the Campo de Mayo, Escuela de Mecánica de la Armada, and Pozo de Banfield, the existence of lists of military families awaiting a birth and the statements of military officials demonstrates the existence of a preconceived plan not only for the kidnapping of adults, but also a systematic plan for the appropriation of children. This required actions aimed at ensuring the pregnancies came to term, the criminal conditions of childbirth, the separation of newborn babies after delivery, followed by the murder and disappearance of their mothers. The children were stolen as quote-unquote spoils of war, registered as their own children by members of the armed forces, left anywhere, sold, or abandoned institutions as nameless persons. In this way, they were made to disappear by nullifying their identity, depriving them of living with their legitimate family, of all their rights, and their freedom. The civil association, Grandmothers of Plaza de Mayo, is a non-governmental organization that aims to locate and restore to their legitimate families all the children kidnapped and disappeared by political repression, and to create conditions such that a similarly terrible violation of children's rights never happens again, and demanding punishment for all those responsible. For decades, the grandmothers conducted investigations into the fates of their grandchildren, alternating with visits to juvenile courts, orphanages, and nursery homes while investigating adoption records. They also received reports from the Argentine people as a way to collaborate in the task. To locate the missing children, Grandmothers of Plaza de Mayo worked on four levels: complaints and demands to government authorities, national and international, presentations to justice, requests for collaboration addressed to the general public, and personal inquiries or investigations. In all these years of relentless search, they managed to locate and restore the identity of 137 children of disappeared persons. For their work, the association has technical teams composed of professionals in legal, medical, psychological, and genetic fields. To ensure validity of blood tests in the future, a genetic data bank was implemented, created by National Law Number 23511, which contains the genetic maps of all families with missing children.